We are reading from the Parsha of Naso. Section 1, at midnight, verse 1. Vayehinu Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konaneh aleinu maaseh yadeinu konanehu. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe lemor. Naso et Rosh B'nei Gershon B'Gomer Rabbi Abba Patach Ashrei Adam Lo Yechashov Hashem Lo Avon V'in Barucho Remiya Haikir Alav Reshei Sefei V'lav Sefei Reshei Beit leistachla beveha ukmuha. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, Take also the sum of the sons of Gershon. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion, saying, Blessed is the man to whom Hashem imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. But the beginning and the end of this verse do not agree, because the beginning says, imputes no iniquity, seemingly that he has sinned, but it is not ascribed to him. But at the end it says, and in whose spirit there is no guile. We should look into it, and it has already been established. The verse is starting out with two verses, one from Psalms and one from this week's portion, Parsha. As the Zohar frequently does, what do these two have in common? Very little, nothing on their surface. But as we go through it, maybe it'll become clear to us. Verse 2. Tachatzi bishata ditzlota demincha dina sharya bialma veyitzhakti ken tzlota demincha ugvura ila'a shalta bialma adiate vi'allelya. Begin a gabela, leilelelia, umizimna de sharit slota. Demin chait parash shemala le kabela, vit ar leilia. Come and see, during the afternoon prayers, judgment dwells in the world, and Isaac, who is supernal gavura, and the left column of Zeranpin composes the afternoon prayer. For then the mating was completed in the secret of his left hand is under my head. Therefore, supernal Gevura rules the world until the onset of night. Because Gevura receives the night, meaning that night is Malchut, drawn from Gevura, which is the afternoon prayer, when the time of the afternoon prayer begins, the left separates to receive Malchut, and the night is aroused, which is Malchut. Well, we seem to see the world as in three parts, or the day in three parts. Sunrise to noon is Chesed. Noon to sunset is Gevura. And then evening goes the other 12 hours. But of course, what's really happening is that Gevura and Chesed are in balance during those 12 hours. The first six of those hours, Gevura is more in control, And then after midnight, Chesed is more in control. Verse 3. Batardi atar kol inun nature pidchin dilvar kulhu mitarin bialma vid pashatu vikol bene alma ta amin ta amadimota. After the night is aroused, all the guards of the external gates are aroused in the world and spread out, and all the inhabitants of the world taste death. The taste of death is called sleep. The guards of the external gates are the gates that empty their, or make the connection between our physical world and all of the other dimensions. Verse 4. That's the reason that you may have UFO abductions during the evening hours. Verse 4. Vehait mar bepal gut leil ya mamash itar shemala kemil kadmin bevarda kadisha salka rechim vehimisha bachat vearib mat kala ugden salka vesharya resha Leila bismala usmala mekabel la. We have learned that at exactly midnight, the left is aroused as before, as during the afternoon prayer. The holy lily, which is Malchut, exudes fragrances, which is the secret of the illumination of Chokmah of the left, and raises a voice in praise. Then her head rises and dwells above in the left. And the secret of his left hand is under my head, and the left receives her. At exactly midnight, the left is aroused, meaning a desire, the desire of the Mekubalim for the Creator. That's really the way to understand this fourth verse. Verse 5. Kedin karoza kare bialma deha idan hu litara l'shabacha Leil Malka Ukdain Tushbechan Mitarin Vit Basmuta Tikola Ishtakach Zaka Ahulake Mandi Itar Lazavuga Zivuga Dakadate Safra Vimina Itar Umchabeka La kiden zivuga de kola ishtekach kachada. This is then proclaimed in the world. The time has come to rise from sleep and praise the king. Praise is that awaken and everything is fragrant. Praised is the lot of the one who awakens to effect this bond. When morning approaches and the right, which is chesed, awakens and hugs her, there is universal union between Chokmah and the Chassadim. This is not the case at night, when no Chassadim exist. And since the desire has awoken or arisen or been motivated to action, at at midnight, that's because Chesed has come into the universe. And that happens exactly at midnight. That's the idea of Chatzot, the middle of the night. Verse 6. Tafatzi bishata divnena shah demikin v'ta'amin ta'ama demota v'nishmata salka le'ela kaima biatar nikaima v'itbechinat alovadaha diavdat kol yoma v'kat bin lehu al pidcha memtet begin denishmeta salka le'ela v'yaschidat al ovado debarnash v'al kol mila umila v'nafik mipumei. Come and see, during the time when people sleep and taste of death, the soul rises up and gets to stand in its place, where it is examined about its daily activities, which get recorded in the book. What is the reason for this? Because the soul rises up and testifies about all the person's activities, and every single word that came out from his lips. The reason that we go to sleep is the soul needs to be cleansed, and as part of that cleansing, it needs to be judged. And the only way it is judged is if the soul testifies about itself. What did it do? What did it say? What did it think? What did it react to? What didn't it react to? All of this is part of the judgment that takes place every night. And then again on Rosh Hashanah. And then again at the time of the death. Rosh Hashanah is a larger period. I think also on Rosh Chodesh as well. But I'm not sure of that. Verse 7. Vikad hahi mila diapik parnash mipume ihi kadka yaut mila kadisha dioraita utslota hahi mila salka uvaka rakim vikaima biatar dikaima adial lelia vinishmita salka v'yachid lehahi mila v'yail lam kamei malka. When that word that exists, that exits from the mouth of a person is worthy, a holy word of Torah study and prayer, that word then rises and cleaves the firmaments. It stands there until nightfall, when the soul rises and grasps that word and brings it before the king. It's a very poetic description of the process of the soul rising from the body and going into the court. And it brings the words that it has said, the words of Torah that it has said, the positive aspects that it has said. Verse 8. Vikad hahi mila la vihi kadka yaut vihi mila mimilin bishin Milishana bisha hahi mila salka liatar le salka ukdevit rishim hahi mila vehahu chova ale debarnash hahi diktiv misho kevet Ekecha shemor pidche, picha uvkich ashre adam, lo yachashov Hashem lo avon, ematai pishen beruchho remiyah. When the improper word is one of the evil ones or of evil speech, that word rises to wherever it does to be recorded as a sin for that person. This is the meaning of keep the doors of your mouth from her that lies in your bosom, meaning from the soul who gives testimony about his deeds. About this it is written, blessed is the man to whom Hashem imputes no iniquity, namely when the soul does not bear testimony against him, so that a certain sin will be recorded. When is that? When in whose spirit there is no guile, that is, when he does not sin. When the thought occurred, but the person didn't act on it, is what is being described. And that verse is really now clear and talking and how it relates to the first verse of Naso dealing with the family of the counting of Gershom. Because we remember that Gershom, the meaning of Gershom, the name Gershom, has to do with being a stranger. And all of that gets tied together. And that's the end of section 1.